Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
I'm Maggie Steffens, three-time Olympic gold medalist and current record holder for most goals in the Olympic Games. Training for the Olympics, it can get so stressful. It's nice to be able to just enjoy the water. It's my happy place. When that happy place is ruined by trash, it makes me sad. If we don't dispose of our litter properly, it affects our precious waterways. Don't drop trash and make sure plastics get in the right recycling bin. Please do the right thing to help keep our highways and waterways clean. Visit cleanwaterca.com.
Brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
6666, powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, nice to have you with us on this Thursday. 5:45, Boomer and Gio coming up then. Alan Jerry with you for another 15 minutes or so.
Jerry, my favorite story of the day I saved for segment three.
Okay. Fraudulent list of baseball teams heading into the postseason.
I jokingly said on Monday or Tuesday, whenever that fan ran on the field in...
This is hilarious to me.
Was that the Sunday night game? Rams?
Monday night, I think.
Monday night? Yeah, Monday night game, Rams-Niners, where the fan ran onto the field, a animal activist. He was... Mm-hmm. Had a smoke bomb that was blowing out pink smoke.
Yeah.
And one of the dudes on the Rams, Bobby Wagner, mm-hmm. leveled him because he was on the playing
Correct.
Field. And I jokingly asked you, Jerry, can he sue Bobby Wagner for tackling him? He is.
I hope he hires an attorney, and I hope he gets into court, and the judge listens to him and says, I've heard you. You're going to jail for 3 years.
Yes.
And now you owe us money for wasting our time.
Correct.
This is hilarious to me.
I'm with you. I hope they either do that to him or go, no, we're not hearing.
You cannot
actual
do this.
Crime cases
exactly.
to deal with.
Stop wasting our time and the taxpayers' time. I would fine him for literally every moment of every day that is spent on this case. $1,000 an hour. You're being fined. And then you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. And there's gonna be no, no appeals. You're going to jail, and you owe us this. Don't have it? Great. Go find a bail bondsman.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
It's actually, if this goes any further, it's embarrassing.
Right. Like if Bobby Wagner has to take time out of his day,
right,
to go deal with this punk.
I do like what he said. He said because I asked him about it. He said, no, I moved on. I don't have time for this. Nor should he.
Good.
Nor should he.
I asked him about the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they're like, I've seen and heard and read multiple former players that have talked about this. Every one of them has said the same thing. I think Bart Scott said, I would have dragged them to midfield and kicked them. Get off the field. This is not safe. Not to mention the fact that he had a smoke bomb.
Right.
Like, what if that was something more than just a pink smoke bomb?
Right, I was surprised that that Wagner and I forget the other guy in the Rams who went and knocked the guy down, like that they weren't concerned as
I know.
To what he was carrying.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if you allow this to go forward, you are setting a very dangerous precedent. So I hope he gets tossed in jail so fast.
Me too.
God, terrible.
And I hope his punishment is he has to go to the Rams practice in no pads returning kicks. And then
you really want to kill him.
All the Rams get to level him.
Just put him in jail.
Put him in jail.
And what are you in here for? Well, attempted robbery with a gun. What are you here for? I wanted people to know about murdered pigs.
Yeah.
So and listen, his cause, phenomenal. That's not where you do it.
Yeah, we don't. We are all for.
I have no problem with his cause. Don't do that, though.
Right.
Get out your message a different way, a safer way.
Maybe tweet it out.
That would be a start.
Maybe hire one of those airplanes by the beaches.
I love that idea.
Tells you.
There you go.
Tells you about it.
Very good idea.
This was a strange one also yesterday, Jerry. Cole Beasley retiring.
I don't know if it's strange. I look at it this way. You've got a million different things going on with Brady now. You've got, when the receivers are all back, he's going to be seventh on the depth chart. They're starting to come back. He probably like, do I need this? Like, they needed him. I shouldn't say they needed him.
Yeah.
I thought like you did. Because they were so beaten up in the wide receiver position. At his first game, he was going to get, you know, eight targets. He barely looked his way.
They looked his way.
Well, they did on that third down or that fourth down play where he made a great catch.
Right.
But they didn't throw the ball much to him. Right. He's probably like, I don't need this.
I was reading some of his story, and, you know, he had brought his family to Tampa, and then the hurricane hit. And I think that was also like, what are we doing?
That could be part of
what
it, too.
What are we doing here?
Yep. And again, if you've made enough, I don't know how much money Cole Beasley's made. He's made decent money.
Yeah.
He's probably fine. It's, you know what? Kind of like what Giselle said. I need Tom to be a dad. It's time to go be a dad.
Yeah.
It's okay. How old do you think Cole Beasley is? 35?
Yeah.
34?
I'm going to go 34, Jerry. He's played 11 seasons.
Just Google
it. He's 33. He'll be 34.
11 seasons, Jerry.
Yeah. What do you think he's made in his career? Because he came out of nowhere with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He really did.
And then he went to the Diddy's. He probably signed a decent deal with the Bills, right? I'm going to say maybe.
I don't know.
$19 million.
His career earnings, let's see. So with the Cowboys,
yeah.
His average salary his first 3 years was $500,000.
So
$1.5 million his first 3 years. Then he made good money.
He went to Buffalo.
His average, he got, no, in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas.
He got a 4 after his first 3 years where he played for like the rookie minimum, he got a 4-year, $13 million contract.
Nice.
So that's okay. And you're right. With the Bills in 2019, he signed for 4 years, $29 million.
Nice. Good
so he's made good money. He's made good money. He's made $29, $42. He's made like $43 million. Now, I don't know.
That's pretty good, Jerry.
I don't know where he lives. I'm guessing not Texas and not California or New York.
Right.
So, but still.
Pretty good.
That's not bad. No, that's for an NFL player. That is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That's not a quarterback.
That's not a quarterback. Like Blake Bortles, I saw retired.
What did he make? $70
million? He made $48 million.
Okay. It's amazing. It really is. Now, he wasn't an AFC championship game.
Right.
But good Lord.
That is true. Oh, and congratulations are in order for Kyrie Irving, Jerry.
Yes, how about this?
He's welcomed a baby boy.
I will tell you, having watched now again, I know he goes up and down. I get it. But having watched him in the pre-training camp press conference and then his press conference after their first preseason game, he seems locked in. And maybe, new baby, a lot of focus, changing his style. I don't know.
Now
they had a good season.
I did read further down than normal, Jerry, so I did get some information.
Second line?
Second paragraph, actually.
There
you go. The name of his new baby boy is Evan Roberts Irving.
It's not Evan Roberts
Irving.
Yes, it
is.
It's not.
He said he named him after his favorite talk show host.
He should name after me, then. I've been his biggest supporter, even when he's acting like a lunatic.
Evan Jerry Irving.
We call him EJ.
EJ.
There you go. EJ Irving. It actually has a pretty
good ring to it.
That's not terrible.
That is.
And now he's
good.
Made more than $43 million in his career.
He did. And evidently they paid him 1 year not to even play.
Well, that was Kevin Durant.
Oh, that was KD.
Yes. He just got hurt and then didn't play half the year because of the pandemic.
Right.
And did not get paid.
Oh, that's right.
Play,
right.
Actually.
Good point, Jerry.
So how about that?
Good point.
Anyway, all right, let's take a break. And the Rangers played last night. Preseason hockey. I was actually contemplating going to the net game tonight. They're playing the Heat. I know it's a preseason game, but you can't get into Barclays Center on a normal regular season game for less than $100 a ticket. You can't. Good seats available for like $60 tonight. And everybody's expected to play except for maybe Kyrie because of the baby.
And what time is that game?
Here's the problem. Getting to Brooklyn.
Yes.
Is brutal.
Yes, of course it is.
Here's another problem. Watching preseason basketball.
I'll tell you what. It's actually better than regular season basketball.
Yeah, people seem into it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I will tell you this, Eddie. The pace of play was better the other night than most regular season games. And I think that's because once the starters come out, those guys are busting their ass for a roster spot. So it is actually a little bit better.
I would actually have to watch a regular season.
Well, you don't care. You're like Al. It's like they can't talk to you two. All right, Odyssey Sport, you guys should be on Talk FM somewhere. Odyssey Sportsman and Amy Lawrence on the LA Angels.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes and we get you to Boomer and Gio, who are eagerly waiting for 6 o'clock. We've got Max Scherzer and the Mets against the Padres on Friday. Yankees await the winner of the Rays and the Guardians for next Tuesday. Colts and Broncos tonight, and the Rangers lost. Go ahead.
What do you think of this, Jerry? The rapper Fat Joe, you familiar with
him? He's not so fat anymore.
No, he's not fat, but he's not changing his name.
Well, you got to be who you are.
He's going to be still Fat Joe, even though he's thin.
Yeah.
Said he put way too much money
into it. It's kind of like you in a way.
How
you're not
so?
As because you're not nearly as boring as you like to portray yourself. I know Monday through Friday your life is hideous. I get that.
My life is tremendous.
What is? I mean, you don't do anything.
Yeah, I just sit at home.
But
it's
Friday,
awesome.
Saturday, Sunday, you're a fraud, boring guy because you're actually all over the place.
Sunday's no more. I'm right in front of the television.
All right, because of football. But in the summertime, you've gone to. I know you've gone to. Flea markets with Gina. You've done things like that.
That's exciting.
But he's out and about. He goes out to dinner. He goes to concert. He'll come in on a Monday. Yeah, I was at a concert at the Stone Pony on Friday night.
Good point, Jerry.
Like, you're the opposite on the weekend of what you are during the week, and you portray yourself as this boring guy.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.